Good morning once again. Happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. Our scripture text is taken from the Epistle of Paul to the Romans. Romans chapter 8 and verse 15 will serve as our text this morning. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. Beginning in verse 13, we read, For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. Our subject this morning is sonship through the Spirit. Ladies, you will not be forgotten this morning either. You too are held in the highest regard by God the Father. For in another place, it is written, I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Believers are made alive by God the Holy Spirit. We, as Christians, are spiritual heirs of eternal life because of Christ, the Son of God. And it is through their work, their being the second and third person of the Trinity, that we also have a relationship with God the Father. Now, the following considerations arise from our text. First, a relationship with God the Father is based on love and not on fear. Secondly, prayer to God the Father is to be undertaken with childlike faith and childlike trust. And third, and we'll explain this when we get to it, children of God must have two fathers. A relationship with God the Father is based on love and not on fear. We read in our text, For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear. Jesus Himself testifies that God's truth will make you free. If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They, being the Jews, answered him, We are Abraham's descendants, and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say we will be made free? Jesus answered them, Most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin, and a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. And likewise, by extension, a daughter of God abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be made free, or you shall be free indeed. The scripture further testifies that perfect love casts out fear. Who is perfect love but God Himself? God, by definition, is perfect love. And one of the things that God does is He casts out fear. If you are filled with fear, the thing is not of God. You know, sadly, some people have had the experience of an earthly father that instilled fear more so, or rather than showing love. Therefore, it is hard to conceive of a relationship with God the Father after the manner of which I speak. It makes it a little harder to identify with this scripture for somebody who has had that experience. But you must remember, the Heavenly Father is not a fallible, flawed human being, but a perfect, holy, truthful, and loving God. And what did we say? Perfect love casts out fear. Others of you may have had the great benefit of a loving earthly father. For you then, it is much easier for you to grasp the idea of a heavenly father who is loving and instills love and not fear. And for you, to you I say, consider if your earthly father, with all of his faults, could show love, how much more so your heavenly Father, in whom there is no fault at all, can show a perfect love. For God is love. Whatever category you are in, or whatever category you perceive yourself to be in, know this, that the divine love is based on forgiveness. We need not fear that God will withdraw His love, for the relationship of the child of God to Him is based upon the blood of Christ, which was shed for the forgiveness of sins. God the Father can no more withdraw His love for you than He can withdraw the blood of Christ that His Son shed at the cross. God's blood was shed, not for some of your sins, not for many of your sins, not even for most of your sins, but for all of your sins. Now, if your Heavenly Father would do such a great thing for you, and He can forgive you in such a great way, can you not, hard as it is, fulfill your calling of being like your Father who is in heaven and forgive your earthly father for whatever it is he may have done or whatever it is he may have not done? Especially if he's not here today. Life is too short to live without a spirit of forgiveness. And life is too short to live without the love of God dwelling in us, dwelling in you. Prayer to God the Father, therefore, is to be undertaken with a childlike faith and trust. There are no qualifications no strings attached with God's love. Let us not, therefore, attach strings to the way in which we respond to God's love. Having seen what God's love is like, is there any reason not to communicate with Him? You go out of your way to communicate with your earthly father. And if your father has departed, would you not go out of your way to communicate with them now if you could? Your heavenly Father today is in heaven, and He is alive, and He has gone out of His way to communicate with you. And He calls you to communicate with Him, and you don't even have to go out of your way to do it. Will you cultivate a relationship with your heavenly Father? In our text, it is said that through the Spirit, we cry out, Abba, Father. And that word, Abba, means dad. It's the familiar form of father. When we call our earthly father, father, we acknowledge His relationship to us. But when we call our earthly father, Abba, dad, we acknowledge His relationship with us. There's a difference. He's our father as a statement of fact, but He's our dad because we have a relationship with Him. So too, our Heavenly Father is called Father, for that is His relationship to us. But we also pray, when we pray Abba. We call Him Dad, because that is His relationship with us. Technically speaking, God does not need a relationship with us to be fulfilled. But God wants a relationship with you and me, so that we can be fulfilled spiritually. That's the purpose. God has no motives in calling us into that father-son or father-daughter relationship other than for His love for us, for His love for you. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good gifts to those who ask Him? Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Final point this morning. Children of God must have two fathers. What is meant by this saying? Our text speaks of the spirit of adoption. Why would it speak of the spirit of adoption if we didn't need to be adopted? The spirit of adoption is that through which the one who places faith in God through Christ becomes a son or daughter of God. Now, when you were born, you had an earthly father. Perhaps, like me, you were adopted into another family. What a beautiful picture of a spiritual reality that is, if you can see it. But for our purposes, let us leave it with an earthly biological father. Yet Jesus says, you must be born again, so is everyone who is born of the Spirit. So then, when you are born again, you not only have an earthly father, but you now have a heavenly father also. And I speak in the familial sense. If you have not come to God through Christ, you are not a son in the sense of a family. You are not a daughter in the sense of a family because you are not a part of God's family. You have no right to say Abba. You can call God Father because He is your creator, but you cannot call Him Abba because you do not have a relationship with Him. Though you may be able to go home again to your earthly father's home, you cannot go home to God, for He is not dad to you. But if you pray the Father, He will eagerly adopt you into His family today on the basis of the work of the Son and according to the power of the Spirit. The adoption papers have been drawn up. Christ has signed them. With blood and not with ink. What is left for you to do is to sign those papers on the dotted line with a prayer. And God will surely hear that prayer and graft you into His family. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for our earthly fathers and the blessing that they've been. We thank You that You've given them to us. We recognize that everything that they did imperfectly. But nevertheless, they've done many things well. Even so, in providing for us, in teaching us to the best of their ability, the best way they knew how. And so, God, we thank You for the provision of an earthly father. But we thank You for the privilege of having You, God, as an adoptive father as well, spiritually speaking. We thank you that you have drawn up that document. We thank you that your Son has signed that document. And we come to you here this morning, this Father's Day, ready to sign that document, or to sign that document anew, to remember that document that we have once signed, and to bear our every need at the foot of the cross, at the base of your throne. God, may you fill us with that perfect love which casts out all of our fears, and fill us with the spirit of forgiveness which dwells in you through your Son, Christ Jesus. In whose name we pray, amen.